Hi, hello friends, this is Corner Jay Sima. All of you know that I had been in the field of personal development and memory training for quite a few years. And one thing that I had been watching, observing and getting a feedback from people is that I had been to many places, been training people on memory. But then I do 1 week camp and then come back and leave rest of the work of implementing those memory techniques that they learnt in their day-to-day textbooks. But most of them, not knowing how to do, they stop at it. So I found that what I was doing training was only 50 to 60% effective. Hence, I thought, what can be done? That was one thing that was going in my mind. And second thing is that for last few months, I had been going around so many coaching institutes in Hyderabad, in Ashok Nagar, in Kukatpally, in Amirpet, in Dilshok Nagar, and various other places of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana and different places of India. And I had been watching a lot of people now who have completed their graduation, who have done their engineering, wanting to get into group 1 services, group 2 services, want to become bank probation officers, and also want to crack civil services. And they go into coaching institutes. And what is happening in this institute is basically they teach you what you already know, what you already learnt. The problem is not that you don't know. Problem is not that you don't understand by going through a book. But the actual problem is that you are not able to remember what you read. And I thought, can there something be done? And so many years of my memory research, I have come out with a new program, very innovative and mind-blowing and one of its kind in India, and which would help you from beginning to the end. Not only you will learn the subject, but also you will learn how to remember. And most importantly, I keep visiting many of these institutes, training students how they can score good marks in multiple choice questions, how they can overcome their examination fear. And in this institute, which I am now starting, and in this institute, you will not only learn the subject, but also you will learn how to overcome this examination fear, how to answer these multiple choice questions, and how to remember what you read. Basically, most of the questions in Telangana and in Andhra Pradesh, and they're all based out of memory, in the sense that when did Ashoka now fight Kalinga War, when Shah Jahan built Taj Mahal, when India got independence, when Napoleon lost his Waterloo War, and when NT Ramarao started his Telugu Desam Party. And like this, you have lot of years that you come across, lot of data that you come across, and Constitution has got 465 articles, and then you have 12 schedules, and then you have now so many parts that you need to remember. But then how to remember all of them? That's a big question. And then if you get into science and technology, and lot of lot of questions will come, the chemical names of vitamins, how to remember. And then when you come across Telangana history, Indian history, you will also face many questions that would test your memory. And wherever you go, they simply give you notes and they will now simply try and explain. But this workshop that I'm doing, now I'll be taking you through from beginning till the end, 3 to 4 months, and you will learn the subject from me, and also you will learn how to remember all of them. And this will help you to crack that competitive exam 100% surely. And this workshop I have started in Hyderabad in Amirpet office, and 10 days ago. And let me tell you that when I started, I had 25 people registered, and it was a test for me to know now that in a small program, in a small town, school children come, and then intermediate children come, and most of them, they don't know what is memory, but their parents put them. Whether they like it or not, they sit through my workshop. But then here, all of them are 20 plus years, and many of them have already gone through different coaching institutions, and they are graduates, engineers, and some of them, they have done their MPhil, and they have been writing competitive exams for so many years, and they have come to me for further guidance. And I thought, now the memory tricks that I had been teaching for so many years, the kind of research that I have done, will it really help in cracking competitive exam? Now, will these people really stick, because they have all come voluntarily on their own will? And if they don't see utility, and if they find this is boring, not useful, is not going to help them, and I know that they are not going to stay, but they now are still with me and so happy, because now any one of you can walk into my office now, you can talk to them, okay, you can interact with them and find out and how they are able to memorize all those constitution articles, schedules, parts. And then Indian constitution sources have come from which, so polity and constitution we have just completed. And that is one of the most important area. And starting from next week, we are starting Indian and Telangana history. And from there, we'll be going to, you know, Indian and world economy. And then we shall go into history and many other subjects we are going to learn. And right now, this workshop, which will last for 3 to 4 months, is from morning 9 o'clock to 1 in the afternoon. So 4 hours daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So 6 days a week. And we are also going to start one evening batch, maybe from next Monday, 5 o'clock in the evening till 9 p.m. If you are interested, you can come and join us. And that workshop will be from next Monday. And you can call me up on my mobile number 9866018989. So 9866018989. And this number, or you can come to Ammerpet office. My office is, you know, Nagasai Nivas. This building is, you know, Prime Hospital Lane. And that is behind Maitrivanam, near Ammerpet. You also can go to www.jsmr.in and to know my exact address, and you can come and register. And all this I am communicating to you through my iPod, the first of its kind in the field of, you know, self-improvement. How to start, you know, an online radio. And JSMR radio is starting today, and that is 11th of November 2015, Diwali day, I'm talking to you. So from today, every day, I'll be giving you some tips, audio tips, you can talk to me. And you also know that on my website, you have a lot of, you know, videos already there, which you can see. But then this audio, you can have an access through your mobile. And wherever you can listen to me, and I'll be able to help you going through the all lessons online as well. So stay tuned, and it's a great day, wonderful day. I'm so happy that I'm started one new initiative of talking to all of you through online radio. That is JSMR Radio from today onwards. And you can go to my website, jsmr.in. There you can subscribe to your newsletter. You can go to my Facebook page. And there you can like my Facebook page and stay connected, so that we can walk together, hold hands together, and I will take you through that finishing line which will make you 100% successful in your competitive exams. So if you are in a civil services aspirant, you are a group 1 or group 2 or bank probation officer, DSC, or inspector or police constable, or, you know, any other exam that you are trying to appear, and you are finding it difficult to crack the exam, then look nowhere else, but I am available here. You can come and talk to me. Not only will learn memory techniques from me, but also learn the whole subject. And then we shall work together, sit together, and then discuss together, learn together. And I would like to see how this kind of training can really help children, young people as well. Because in the whole country, the kind of coaching that is going on right now, I feel that is totally orthodox, traditional, and ill-conceived, and very old method. So applying my memory methods to the subject, and that exam of yours will become very easy. So why I'm telling all this is, see, what they do, I do, and what I do, no one can do. This much I can tell you, because this is what is going to help you, and that's what is going to take you through. Because when you are in 10th class, 12th class, graduation, now everybody will pass that exam, because there is no such limitation that so many people should pass, because you get 35 marks and you are through to the next class. But in a competitive exam, now you got 430 vacancies, and 5 lakh children from 10 districts of Telangana have come here to appear the exam. It is not that you simply pass, but you need to, you know, go one step beyond the other person, one mark more than the other guy. And that means you need to know the exactly how you can crack that exam. And that's very important, because now you are going for a competitive exam, no more just simply passing. And learning these methods will definitely help you. And they will take you through. And someone was asking me the other day, Jaisimha, are there some teachers now? And are you going to teach all subjects on your own? Now, look, the other day, I was reading the newspaper, and most of you know that there is a person in Bihar who had been, for last 5 to 6 years, had been taking 30 to 40 students from slums, rural areas, had been training them on IIT. And then out of all his 30 to 40 students, everyone had been through IIT. But look at the institute that you got, corporate colleges in Andhra and Telangana. So they got 5,000, 10,000 students, and they got campuses everywhere. And finally, there are 10 or 15 of them, they make it to IIT. Now here you got one physics lecturer, you got one chemistry lecturer, you got maths lecturer, you have one English teacher, but there is only one guy who is teaching them all subjects, and all of them are not so intelligent, not the toppers in the school. They're all from slums, below poverty line, and all of them are going through IIT. And you know, now this person had created history. So if he can do about such a tough technical exam. Now we are talking about what? Telangana history, we're talking about general studies, we're talking about numerical ability, test of reasoning, we're talking about polytechnic constitution. You think I can't do this? Okay, I got 8 postgraduate qualifications, and I've got so many Guinness World Records, and been in this field, and definitely I'll take you through, because in front of human will, nothing is impossible. It is all about taking first step. See, a few days back, I was going through a small, I was watching a small movie. It's about Mr. Manji from Bihar. And he used to live in a small village, remote village in Bihar. I believe when his wife was pregnant, due for delivery, and middle of the night she had pains, and he had to carry her to a hospital, but then there was no mode of transportation, and there was no road. So he had to go around a mountain, which took him more than 5 to 6 hours. By then, he reached the hospital. His wife, breathed her last, and she died. And so much upset he was, and for the sake of his wife, and such a kind of thing shouldn't happen to other people in the village, he took one chisel and hammer. One person, that big, big mountain, he started chiseling stone by stone, rock by rock. People laughed at him. Are you mad or what? A thing which a government, whole the government machine could not do, you think you can do? And he said, yes, I'm going to do that. Is going to be my tribute and my contribution to this village and to my wife. And lo, hold it. And few years from then, all of you know that he has created history, and he has made one way through the mountain. And today, the people in the village, they can straightway walk. Now they can drive, and they can go through that way through the mountain, and they can reach the other side of the town. So it's all about human will. It's all about taking first step. So when I left my job first time in the Air Force, and I wanted to become a speaker, I had no experience of personal development. I couldn't speak one sentence in Telugu properly. I couldn't speak English properly. But then I thought, I can do, I will do, and I have done it. If I can do that, and I'm sure I can do this. So this is the first step in the direction. If you are now that kind of person, it is all about me wanting to. Now the question is, are you the guy who wants to do? So if you and I, both of us meet, we can create miracles. And now, why are you now still waiting? What are you thinking? Come, join my hands, okay? And then we shall really crack that competitive exam. And now, all of you who are there in Telangana, this part of India, and also in Andhra, now both the states have got bifurcated. Now the first notification is going to be so easy, because now there are going to be more vacancies, and right now the syllabus also is not properly known either to the now Telangana Service Public Service Commission, nor to the Andhra Pradesh Public Service Commission. So the questions are going to be easy, because the syllabus is going to be easy. Now, if you can be with me, is a golden opportunity for you to crack the exam. And if you just think and wait for a day, and then a time would come, then you may not be able to do it much faster. So I am looking forward to you. Either you can come and join the 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock batch in the morning every day, Monday to Saturday. Else, you also can come and speak to me, you can send me a mail, visionjay, visionjay@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, www.jaysimha.in, and you can send me a query, or you can call my number, 9866018989, and then come to my office in Amirpet in Hyderabad, and then be part of my next program. I'm looking forward to seeing you, all of you. And then I will also be supporting you online. So wishing all of you happy Diwali, and it's a great step in the direction of starting a new online Jai Sima Radio. Okay, so wonderful time, great day, and looking forward to meeting all of you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Bye. See you.